From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Cats. The Cats, Leslie and Angie Slusick, are easily recognizable from the Ciderville Farm and Home Show. They play guitar, banjo, and bass fiddle. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. The Cats, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 468th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, the Cats.
Papa one day took me and Bubby away. to Nashville to find us a mule. With time left to kill, $100 bill, we set out to find us a mule. We thought we found a pretty one back in the barn. We reckoned our papa be pleased. He looked in his mouth and cursed us both out, 'cause the dang thing had no teeth. That dang old Nashville mule, he wasn't a burro at all. No scars upon his face, he stood nearly 15 hands tall. He sure could pull a plow better than a horse or a cow. Got no teeth, it's true, he likes cornbread too. That dang old Nashville mule.
Host Donald Mason speaking with the cats. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Cat Country, Lexington, Kentucky.
Meow.
Yeah, there you go.
Meow.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So you are kind of on the dual side of claiming Tennessee and Carolina. Tell us the tale of how you two met.
We actually met on Facebook. I was looking for a female singer. And we met and we instantly hit it off. And we wound up getting married about a year after that. And we've been together over 5 years now. It works out really good as long as I let her have her way.
That's how it's supposed to be, right?
That's right. Music has always been really the big focal point in our relationship. Besides love, we love each other and we get along great and never argue, don't know how to argue. And it's all been good.
except over what flavor of ice cream tonight.
Okay, here. Well, I can't help that.
Ooh. Well, okay.
Crawdad song. You get a line, I get a pole, honey.
In the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine.
Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, honey. Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, baby. Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, looking down the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine. You get a line, I get a pole. Honey, baby, you'll be mine.
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry, honey?
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry?
In the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine.
Tonight, we're with the Cats on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You all started playing music. You have this instant connection to each other. And, you know, a lot of couples and, you know, families and whatnot, they play music in their living rooms or whatnot. But you all are taking it to the road and taking it to the airwaves. You know, what was the driving force that made you all become the Cats?
We're happy, and we like to make other people happy, too.
Mm-hmm. Music has always been a part of my life. When I met Angie, she was able to help me take my part of that way further than I ever could on my own. We started playing on television, a little show called Sagerville Farm and Home Show back in Oak Ridge with David West. And we played on that for about a year. Then we sort of graduated and started doing things on our own. We made our CD. Then we sort of had a slow year last year, but this year we've been playing a lot of different venues and places. We're learning the road part. It's a lot more fun to play outside of town than it is in your own little goldfish bowl, so to speak.
There's a whole different atmosphere when you're doing, you know, TV and radio, and then when you start taking it to the road for, you know, the sea of strange faces.
It changes, too. You know, you'll find some audiences are a lot more fun to play for, and some you learn.
We do have a special guest we'll talk more with in the second half. We've got Tennessee Mule Jack. He's minding his manners over there.
He's taking it all in.
He's thinking of a plot.
Look who's slipping down the road. Looks mighty suspicious. Slugger than a used car salesman. Don't throw your dirty dishes.
He is a wrong tomcat.
What did you start on musically? What was your first instrument?
I played drums when I was like 10, 11 years old, and I think my parents are grateful I gave that up after a few years. I think the neighbors are too. I started playing guitar when I was 16, and my older brother, I was trying to learn to play bar chords, and he punched me and he said, "Never say you can't do it." Well, I still can't play bar chords, but that's okay. He's not around here. I met a girl in Baton Rouge. She could sing a Cajun tune. Love her and her eyes were blue like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. Thank you.
love a girl from Tennessee. One long kiss still tortures me. I love her and she just as sweet like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. Of all the Georgia Bells, some more than others I can't tell. The way they kiss is mighty swell, like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. I love the girl from Caroline. The way she looked was mighty fine. Had to leave her far behind for wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls.
Thank you.
Oh, I started out with organ, piano, and clarinet.
How do you like playing bass?
I love it.
We do have a couple of cats that have made their home on the upright bass. Mm-hmm. And yes. We also have another guest that's a little bit more quiet.
Roxy's a little bit nervous, I think. She might say something later.
I'm right there staring in the face.
Ankle level.
I know. The ankle biters. You had to watch for those. You're doing this live thing now that you weren't doing before. You're going to festivals. And tell the listeners out there what it's like to go on stage and just see a mass of people that are there to hear you play.
It's very exciting. You get to meet people that you've never met, and you get to go places, and you get to stay at hotels with swimming pools.
And hot tubs.
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. That's probably one of the best perks of the whole traveling part. We don't have to sleep in the van. We played in Nashville a couple times this year, and that's been an experience. We got to play for the Music City Marathon, and that was a lot of fun, encouraging people to run.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sub sorrow with poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our years. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis a song,
a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more.
Many days you have lingered
You have a very unique instrument that not a whole lot of people pull off, and it sounds really great over the radio. Tell us a little bit about the kazoo.
The kazoo? Some people think of it as a bluegrass trumpet. I've heard that before. I just started playing the kazoo this year. And
I might say you're very good at it.
It sort of fills in a little gap. It makes some of those songs that are fun a little bit more fun. When I met you, my dear, you said it was forever.
Don't think so, you think you're tough, did you get my letter?
You said you'd take good care of me.
Don't think that's true, out all night, that's not right, look who's leaving you.
You've gone and left me high and dry.
You know that's a dirty lie.
You're the one who made me cry.
I got some news.
My dear said it was forever. It's a shame you're to blame. Who's the one who's clever? Dear, you wouldn't go that far. Death until we part.
That's not love to me.
You vowed to honor and obey. Will I leave you? Never.
Think you ought to leave right now. The sooner the better.
You've gone and left me high and dry.
You know that's a dirty lie.
You're the one who made me cry.
I got some news for you.
When I met you, my dear, said it was forever. It's a shame you're to blame. One who's clever. So it's over and we're through. Oh, my dear, what will I do?
Start a life with someone new. It's goodbye for you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Cats. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Cats after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.